Hey guys, welcome back to our podcast. Today we're gonna be discussing our new novel, our new book, and it's We All Fall Down. I'm Natalie and I took on discussion director this week.
I'm Lisa and I'm the Meat Maker.
I'm Michelle and I did the literary device and the summary.
Hi, I'm Marion and I'm the word wizard and the context connoisseur.
So we're going to start beginning with this discussion. Our first question is, how do you think the love of family family bonding is portrayed in the book?
I think, when they barely found Karen, like in the basement and everything, you know Jane?
Her sister?
Yeah. She kind of had like a little flashback about like how bad she would treat her, taking her clothes and everything. But when she found her laying there and in bad shape, she felt like empathy and she felt bad for her. So I think, I don't know, I kind of relate to that with my brothers and everything.
I mean, similar to that, I feel like once my brother, he got really sick and I felt like I took it really hard, because if I would have said something or if I would have done something about it, like I could have prevented him from like being in the hospital, but I didn't, because it's not that I didn't care, it's just I was like, whatever.
Yeah, I think I know.
Yeah, and like, I feel like once like we were in that place and I was like, I took it really hard because I literally took all the blame. I was like, I could have done something about it, but I didn't do anything about it. And I think that's similar to what Karen and Jane were feeling, or like what they were going through.
And the dad too, I think he really loves it, like Karen.
Yeah.
He got angry and everything.
Mm-hmm. I think he was just so like, shocked. I think he felt so, and at one point when the detective asked him like, do you have any enemies?
Yeah.
He was like, I think that hit him hard, and he was like, maybe it was my fault.
He felt guilty.
Like, yeah. And I think that's what really hit him.
Yeah, I think like in a way they all felt like some
like
guilt.
Yeah, like I could have done something.
Yeah.
But up to page 28, we haven't really gone that far with family. But I think we'll get to that point later on in the book too.
Do you have anything to add, Lisa? Okay, second question is, why do you think that the 11-year-old boy has the need to avenge?
I think the 11-year-old boy has the need to avenge. Maybe he went through something, like with family, and I don't know. But he might be too kind to people. Maybe he, I don't know, the only thing I can think of that can be like an alternative would be maybe he watched a loved one go through violent, like a violent thing, and he felt the need to help them, and maybe that's why he like brings all the negativity toward people who hurt other people.
Maybe he himself experienced it at a young age.
Yeah.
And he became really strong. Or maybe not even, but as like we were discussing, maybe he might have mental issues.
Yeah.
So attached to watching people. Just like,
I mean, I don't remember where I heard this, or like, I just, it's something that's like always popping in my mind, but like, when you are hurt so badly, sometimes watching other people go through the same thing that you went through is somehow like you find, I'm not gonna say pleasure in it, but you find yourself, like, it feels,
cause you know you're not alone.
Yeah, it feels familiar, cause, yeah, that's what I think, and I feel like maybe that's why. I feel like maybe that's why he felt the need to avenge, because he wanted other people to go through the same pain that he himself and other people are going through around him.
Yeah, I agree.
Were you guys surprised when you guys found out?
Heck like, yeah, bro.
I didn't think he would be 11.
Yeah, I think we were all pretty shocked.
Yeah.
He was so young.
Yeah, I think earlier in the week when we barely got our book, Lisa and I were like reading it.
Yeah.
And then she was like, oh, dude, he's 11. And I'm like, what? Like, we're really shook. Like, an 11-year-old, you don't think about an 11-year-old boy killing other
someone.
People.
Yeah.
I really thought it was some old, like, old
old dude. That
I
was
pictured
abandoned.
A college guy.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
like
me too. I pictured like an older
like
sibling.
Yeah.
Well, like
yeah.
A maybe
like
a soccer
random
too.
Person.
Because
like
you know how he was hiding?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Maybe he was like just walking around and he just happened to
No,
he's been watching,
yeah,
right?
Cause yeah,
he's been.
Wait, but he knows everything. Like he.
Because the family know him. They treat him like a son.
Oh, that's like, okay, that makes more sense.
So they know each other.
Yeah. Yeah. Why do you think the Avenger did not care about being bullied?
I don't know. I feel like he had the need to protect other people. When I think of my own life, I've kind of been through that too. Like, I don't care if I get hurt. Being with other people as long as they're okay, you know? So maybe, I don't know, I kind of relate to that, but I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, I think similar to what she said, I would much rather go through the pain than watch someone else go through the pain. Does that make sense? That does not make sense. I'm sorry.
You'd rather sacrifice yourself than watch
yeah.
others.
Especially when it's a loved one, I think that, I don't know, it's like a deeper connection.
Sorry, could you repeat the question?
Why did the Avenger not care about being bullied? Yeah. No? Okay, next question. Do you guys think that Karen will get out of coma? So the fifth question is, do you think that Karen will ever get out of coma?
I think that, I don't know, hopefully she, I mean, I personally hope that she does so that she can testify
mm-hmm.
and just talk about her experience because I want to see her perspective because we haven't really, like, we've heard the family, we've heard the group of guys, we've heard the Avenger, but not her, and I think she would be a really important character to learn and, like, hear from. I would want her.
Yeah, I agree with Marion. We haven't really gotten into her head. Like, in the book, you read about what the Avenger and, like, Buddy and everyone involved, what they were thinking, but we only read what Karen went through, not
yeah.
really what she was thinking or anything. But about the coma thing, I don't know. Depending on the coma. Depending
yeah.
how hard she got
yeah.
hit. Like, it doesn't have anything to do with the book, really, but depending on her health.
Do you guys think that she can hear everything? Like,
I don't know
if you guys ever watched her, if you ever read the book, If I Stay, when the girl's in coma, she's like,
hearing,
yeah, she's witnessing everything, like, around
yeah.
her life.
But I've heard that people, when they wake out of a coma, they don't remember anything. Like, they,
really?
Like, they feel no time went by. So, I don't know.
Wow.
But aren't there some people that actually, like, hear stuff?
Yeah, because, I mean, I feel like that's how, like, they wake up in a way.
Yeah,
because they feel like I don't
like
know.
They're triggered by something
mm-hmm.
that makes them wake up.
Mm-hmm.
Like
at least that's
voice
what I
or
think.
Something.
Yeah. Okay. Next question. Do you guys think that she was actually raped, and what details do you think?
What we talked about with Mr. Hoskin earlier, I don't think there is a definition to rape. If you get, no matter if you get, like, touched somewhere in your body that you don't want to be touched, or if you have anything further going on to your body, like, people having it done to your body, at the end, no matter what you have done to you, you'll feel that terror the same. So I don't know.
Yeah.
For me, rape might be like the fear that you get from someone controlling your body.
Yes.
So I think she was actually raped.
So like more like psychologically and less physically.
Yeah.
I like based on page 10, like that's really what I'm basing my argument on, but I think she was raped because why would she be in the basement if she wasn't running away from something? Like in the scene it says how she got to that place and like I think later on in the book it'll explain evidence of her being raped, but yeah, I do think she is. Do you guys, like, this is a side question, but, like, why do you think Buddy pulled away from Raven?
I don't think he even got the chance. And I don't think if he got the chance, he would have even, like, done it.
I think he had to get really, really drunk in order to do it.
Yeah. Or he was maybe really,
maybe he was
really
just trying to gain approval from his friends, to be honest.
Or maybe not even that, because he doesn't even care about them.
He doesn't like his friends.
But, I don't know. Maybe he felt empty. Like, because, you know, when you feel empty, you do anything. Maybe he feels that way. Trying to feel anything, even if it's guilt. Yeah. Or, like...
I think at one point, how it explains that he realized what he was doing. Like, he was still drunk, but he, like, woke up at one point. And I think that's what made him go, no, that's not right. And he was, like, just shocked to see that scene. So I don't think he would have ever done it.
I think his conscience was very strong. It led to a point, like, it stopped him.
And when they were in the car, like, running away from what they had done from the home, all the other people, like Marty and all of them, they were talking about ketchup and mustard.
Yeah.
And they didn't really talk about, like,
and, like, that's all he could think about.
And Buddy only thought about what happened.
Yeah.
So I think he feels more human than the other...
Oh, sorry. Okay, so last question is, do you guys personally think that this book should be banned?
No. I agree with Michelle. Do you want me to start? Or?
If you want to.
Okay. So I don't think this book should be banned because although it has some strong scenes and words and everything that goes on in this book may be a little strong, but I mean, at Cristo Rey we have kids that are 14 through 18, and I think not all kids are educated on this, but I mean, if they're going to be educated at least one point in their life, it should be now instead of later. And I mean, once they go off to college, they have to understand their safety. And like, if you always like blind yourself on what reality is, then you'll never learn or how to defend yourself if this actually happens. So I think you have to, I mean, there's no reason to ban this because this is real life. And like, if you can't handle real life and reading from a book, how would you handle it if it actually happened to you?
Yeah, and more if you actually, how do I put it, if you do it too, like if you're the person, like if you do, if you rape people, no matter if you're a girl or a guy, people should read the book in order to think about how the victim might feel. So not only coming from the point of view of the victim, but of the actual...
perpetrator.
Yeah. So they should think about that. That's why I wouldn't ban the book. Because if you feel terror reading it, then you know how the victim would feel. So that should. I think people should acknowledge how Karen felt and how. Yeah.
I like that perspective.
Yeah.
That was a good point.
Well, I mean, I agree with both of you guys, and as Miriam, you were sharing your argument, it really brought to me the whole, not lesson, but we really need to be teaching these children, these kids, what consent really is. Just because you say yes, and, like, later on you don't want to do something, and, like, they guilt you in, and they pressure you into doing something that you don't want to do, I feel like that's still considered rape.
Yeah.
And I think that it's really important, and it should be required, and it should be required to teach about consent.
And how to defend yourself, because she couldn't defend herself.
Yeah.
It's not really, it wasn't really a thing. No, like, I love your point about consent, but she didn't have a voice during that.
Oh, yeah, coming both from the perpetrator and the victim.
And not only talking about rape in general, but the people you hang out with. Mm-hmm. Like, thinking about Buddy and the people he hangs out with, you should put caution into that and not really interfere with people like that. And even if you do, make sure you interfere in a good way, you know, try to change their mind rather than add to the flame.
Or, like, I mean, Buddy, I don't know, they were probably drunk before they got to the house, right? Or when they got to the house.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, like, what's it called? If he realized at one point what he was doing, then he should have just, like, went out of that place. Like, it would have been smarter for him instead of staying with them to just go away.
Yeah.
Okay. That's it, guys.
Okay, good.
Bye.